As this column is being written, the Toronto Maple Leafs and the Edmonton Oilers can still win the Stanley Cup this year. If they do not, Canada will mark 3 decades without a National Hockey League, NHL, champion. When research company and Glacier Media asked Canadians about their favorite team, the Maple Leafs have a small lead over the Montreal Canadiens, 24% to 22%, followed by the Vancouver Canucks, 10%, the Edmonton Oilers, 8%, the Winnipeg Jets, 5%, the Calgary Flames, 4%, and the Ottawa Senators, 2%. About 1 in 4 Canadians, 24%, do not have a preferred franchise. The numbers change when Canadians are asked about the team they hate the most. Almost half, 47%, hold no animosity towards any of the 7 NHL franchises. The Leafs reach 17%, followed by the Canadiens, 10%. The remaining teams are in single digits. Franchise allegiance is easy to measure on a regional basis. Majorities of British Columbians, Albertans, Ontarians and Quebecers prefer the teams based in each province. On the loathing question, some interesting fluctuations appear. 1 in 4 Quebecers, 25%, hate the Maple Leafs, but only 12% of Ontarians return the favor to the Canadians. In fact, British Columbia is home to the largest proportion of residents with a dislike for Montreal's hockey team, 27%. In 2012, at a time when only the Senators and Canucks were participating in the Stanley Cup playoffs, I asked Canadians about the team they would be rooting for as the postseason developed. More than a third, 35%, chose Vancouver, and 1 in 5, 20%, selected Ottawa. We then asked the 45% of Canadians who chose a different team to tell us why. Their top reasons were not knowing much about the sport, 28%, disliking the Senators, 22%, disliking the Canucks, 20%, or having a favorite team and not rooting for any other, also 20%. Days later, both Vancouver and Ottawa were eliminated. When we use this same methodology in 2023, the results are extremely different. More than half of Canadians, 53%, are with the Leafs, while just over 1 in 4, 26%, side with the Oilers. This leaves just 21% of Canadians who are not actively supporting either of the two Canadian franchises, 24 percentage points lower than what we saw in 2012. Three of the reasons provided by Canadians who will root against Toronto and Edmonton are similar: having a favorite team and not backing any other, 23%, not liking the Oilers, 22%, or not knowing much about the sport, 20%. The biggest deterrent, at 33%, is not liking the Maple Leafs. We also asked Canadians about their views on specific figures of the game, past and present. Just over 3 in 4, 76%, have a favorable opinion of Wayne Gretzky, and more than two-thirds feel the same way about Sidney Crosby, 71%, and Mario Lemieux, 67%. Ken Dryden, who served as a Member of Parliament from 2004 to 2011, checks in at 53%. The top stars of the Canadian NHL franchises still playing get similar favorability ratings, 51% for Connor McDavid and 47% for John Tavares. Don Cherry, who has been out of broadcasting since November 2019, remains a polarizing figure, but not as much as he was a decade ago. While 45% of Canadians have favorable views on him, up 5 points since 2012, 30% do not, down 18 points, and 24% are undecided or unaware of who he is, up 12 points. Cherry echoes the rating success of some conservative politicians. He polls higher with men and with Canadians aged 55 and over. Our look at professional hockey is just like any other survey. A snapshot in time, taken at a moment when two teams are still alive in the Stanley Cup playoffs. More than half of Canadians have taken a passing interest in the Maple Leafs, but more than a third of those who have not disliked the team. Love them or hate them, Toronto's bandwagon is significantly larger than what the Canucks and Senators were exposed to, briefly, in 2012. Mario Canseco is president of research company. Results are based on an online study conducted from May 4 to May 6, 2023, among 1,000 adults in Canada. The data has been statistically weighted according to Canadian census figures for age, gender and region. The margin of error, which measures sample variability, is plus or minus 3.1 percentage points, 19 times out of 20.